I got one more here. Wait a minute. Hold on one. Okay. You said to me, what did I say? Yeah, all right. Right. You said to me that it is good to put a, to put a balance in the line of my vertical. Oh, I have an elevated, I have a vertical for 80 feet. It's elevated also. One end of it is hung from a 60-foot height tree, and it comes down to about 50 feet above the ground. I added a radio, I should add some form of adequate isolation, and you recommended that I take a 30 turns of RG213 cable, wind it on a 14-inch length of 8-inch PVC pipe, because the commercial balance, you said, have too low a shunt inductance to provide adequate isolation. Well, that was from past experience. I know I've tested some of those balance, and you're better off, like I said, to take a piece of coax and make your own choke balance. It works better, but yes, is there any other way, because this thing would be quite obvious in my antenna situation. I don't know. Well, what do you think, Dick? Did I give the right information over?
In a way, you did. You gave him the super conservative approach to doing a real good job of making a balance. By the way, the word balance is a contraction of two words, balance and unbalance. So in the early days, people would spell it E-A-L-U-U-N, N for Nancy. And the later people have left out the double U, and they write it B-A-L-U-N, B-A-L, so it's Baker, Alpha, Lima, Uncle, November, balanced to unbalanced. Quite a few people spell it, pronounce it with a mic on the end. Most of the time it's spelled with a Nancy on the end. So it's balanced, meaning balanced to unbalanced. And the coil that you mentioned on PVC is a nice conservative way of doing it, and the guy could run that probably way down at 160 meters, put 1500 watts into it, and you would never burn up that balance. Whereas any of the commercially made balance you can buy, and they're beautiful looking and nice mechanical structures with the rings on the side where you connect the half of the dipole, another ring on the top, you can suspend it, a beautiful connector at the bottom, and you look inside, in most cases, it's just another piece of coax cable on the inside with a few ferrite toroids stacked together on the outside of the coax cable. In theory, it is a nice inductance which separates the shield on the output end from the shield on the input end. That's what a balance is trying to do, trying to make sure that no current flows down the outside shield of your coax cable if the antenna itself is unbalanced. Bye-bye, you guys. We've had a good time tonight.